Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We're continuing our discussion today on asking for what you want. And the point I want to make today on that is just the idea of being persistent. If your request is a big request, it may not be something that can be done immediately. So let's assume that you're going to your boss and asking for a 30% raise. And your boss pushes back on you when you ask. The point here is that if the boss is not going along with your 30% raise, don't take that answer as a never. Just take it as a not now. And then from there, you're going to use every opportunity you can to build your case and to keep pushing forward. And the key is to push tactfully. And when the time is right, you ask again. Now, great salespeople understand this concept intuitively. They don't give up. They just come back and they fight another day. The person can be in a different mindset. You could be coming from a point of an angle of greater strength. But if you chip away and chip away and chip away and put that persistence in place, odds are you're going to end up being more successful than if you just give up after the first request. The other thing you have to get good with is rejection. And I don't mean you have to be good with it. You just have to be willing to accept rejection. So you put an offer in on a house, and it's immediately accepted. The next thing you start to do is you start to question whether you really got the best price you could have gotten. Because clearly, if they just accepted your offer, you probably could have offered them less, and they would have accepted that too. Now, if instead you were going back and forth and your first two offers were rejected and finally the third one is accepted, you'll probably feel that you got the best possible deal you could have. Here's the thing. In life, if you don't experience rejection, you're probably not pushing hard enough. Asking for what you want means that you don't always get what you want. Nobody gets what they want all the time. But the point is you still need to ask because you don't know where the line is until you do ask. So I'm not saying that you take advantage of people and you cross lines. I'm saying that if it's a reasonable request, you ask for what you want. And if you want to get ahead in life, you're going to do that. You know, and whether we're talking about dating or whether we're talking about something in the work environment, if you ask, you'll find out. It'll be either a yes, a no, or a not now, but persistence goes along with that. So if you do get rejected, again, maybe it's not a never, maybe it's just a not now. So again, be persistent, be okay with rejection, but make sure you continue to ask for what you want. I would love to hear your thoughts on this, experiences that you've had, so please share them. My email address is joel@joelbrookman.com. Shoot me an email, let me know your thoughts, and if you have any ideas for future discussions, I'd love to hear that as well. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to finish our discussion for this week on asking for what you want. And we're going to talk about A, just not settling, and B, how being nice makes people more apt to want to do things for you. So if you're asking for what you want, if you're a nice person and you go about it the right way, you have a higher probability of getting what you're asking for.